One place with a relatively low incidence of HIV/AIDS is Bolivia, but the rate of infection there is growing fast. Because AIDS came to Bolivia later than many of its neighbors in South America, it's only been in the last 3 years that the government there has made a concerted effort to educate the public and to provide free drugs. From the Bolivian capital, La Paz, Ruxandra Guidi reports.
The only public AIDS clinic in Bolivia's largest city, Santa Cruz, often keeps its doors closed. Doctors, nurses, technicians, and receptionists will go on strike when they run out of gauze and needles and many other basics. Then they'll make some noise. Eventually, they'll get their supplies from the government, but not after strikes that can last as long as 2 weeks. In the meantime, hundreds of patients will miss their appointments and prescriptions and form lines that go around the block. This is grave, because any interruption in HIV drug treatment will increase the likelihood that patients will develop resistance to the drugs. Gonzalo Borda is the clinic's director.
46% of all HIV-positive people in Bolivia are treated at this clinic. So if we can't control HIV in Santa Cruz, we won't be able to control it in Bolivia.
Santa Cruz is a growing city made up of immigrants from other cities, from the countryside, and from neighboring Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. Because of this, it's where most new cases of HIV are diagnosed and where most treatments are given. With a population of 9 million, Bolivia had only an estimated 1,500 cases of HIV in 2005, but that number doubled within just a year, forcing the government to acknowledge it had a potential crisis in its hands. Ronnie Rossell is the national coordinator for the first AIDS government program based in the capital, La Paz.
We've made HIV a priority and passed the so-called AIDS law, where we define the government's responsibility towards HIV-positive patients, providing free care and drugs for anyone who needs it.
Rossell estimates there are around 8,000 HIV cases now in Bolivia. The law passed last year makes generic drugs from Brazil and India available to anyone free of cost. But Bolivia's macho culture and its indigenous and cultural diversity make it difficult to reach many at-risk groups. There are an estimated 40 different ethnic groups in the country, many of them with their unique languages and social and family traditions. Barely any efforts have been made by the government to increase HIV awareness and to dispel the myth that it's an illness only affecting prostitutes and gays. Juan Carlos Quipildores is from Santa Cruz. He became infected with HIV while he worked abroad in Argentina and has been living with the virus for over 10 years. He and his daughter, Fernandita, were the first Bolivians to go public about having the disease. Quipildor has two children, Andres, who's 3 and healthy, and Fernandita, who's 12.
I live with my dad and I'm doing well. We always help each other during the bad days, because when my mom was sick, we also stuck together and took care of her until she died.
On this day, Quipildor and his daughter are at his mother's house. Quipildor has just found out that he lost his job and that he and his kids may have to move in here for the time being. He says his mother has come a long way since she first found out he was HIV positive.
Our old mentality here in Bolivia was that only prostitutes and homosexuals could get infected. So when they told us that my exam came out positive, my mother fainted. When she woke up, the first thing she asked me, "Are you going to die?"
Quipildor and Fernandita both seem to be doing well, more than a decade since they were diagnosed. But Quipildor says they still have a long way to go to get the support and care they really need. For NPR News, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, La Paz, Bolivia.